Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Taking Territory. I am your host, Jennifer Latorre. Nice to meet you all here again. I hope that you guys are enjoying the series so far. This has been pretty interesting and fun, to say the least. And I just hope that you guys are getting what you need to get out of it. And I'm curious to hear some of your feedback and recommendations and see if there are ways that I could create a better experience for you guys. I have some things in store for the rest of the season. And I just want to thank you for taking the time out to tune in for 15 minutes and, you know, tune into the stories of those who are aspiring to do the things that we want to do. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, you'll probably hear this episode after Alejandra's episode, and I hope you guys had a good time tuning into that chat. We've been friends for a really long time, and so to have her come on to episode 2 and kind of bring it back full circle really meant a lot to me. And so, Ale, if you're hearing this right now when you're tuning into this episode, I want to say I love you, girl. I had such a blast recording this episode. The episode is out, and our collaboration is in full force, and I just know it's going to be great. This is going to turn out fine. Speaking of everything turning out fine, I had another job cancellation today, which isn't the most exciting thing for me to hear, considering that every job that I take, every project, every contract that I have helps me pay my bills. And so, you know, it is in the nature of business to have some cancellations and to not really fully depend on, you know, what you currently have coming in. But if you don't know, I do an amalgamation of other things on the side, apart from taking territory, to support my living, pay my bills, that keeps me out of the regular 9-to-5 office. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with the 9-to-5. This podcast and all the other efforts that I'm pouring into taking territory is to help keep taking territory sustainable. So if you care to support, please refer me to any of your friends that need assistance. If you'd like to just donate and support, you know, what taking territory is about, then I can include that in the link down below in my description. And if you are interested in being a guest in one of the episodes, I would be so happy to have a chit chat with you and pick your brain and kind of brainstorm cool ways that you have been successfully running your business. I would love to chat with you. I digress, but to bring it back to the topic of today's episode, I had a feeling yesterday while I was with my best friend, Stephanie, that one of our jobs was going to fall through. My intuition is usually pretty spot on. Throughout the year, I've had to really exercise my intuitive abilities to kind of either like foresee what's going on in business and also just to prepare in advance for potentials. It's been a humbling experience this year, learning how to adapt to the highs and lows of business, especially when the number isn't the same every month. This month was supposed to be a very good month. I was hopeful for that. But one of the other side jobs that I do apart from taking territory is cat sitting. And my best friend and I, we run this pet sitting service in Lower Manhattan, Upper Manhattan, but primarily just in Manhattan. And we do cat sitting and nail trims, and we, you know, administer medication. We love doing it. We've been doing it for almost 10 years. And usually, typically in the holiday season, you know, those bookings pick up. We can kind of foresee, you know, a certain trend during these holidays. But for some reason, this holiday is a bit rough. It's not like the other holidays that we've worked in the past. And, you know, the bookings have been a bit low. But we did have one or two that were very good, as far as like, you know, the estimates go and revenue. And a couple of them started to, you know, fall through. One of them was a $700 job, which would have been really great for us. And it kind of just fell through. so thank God that, you know, being a business owner has taught me to put money in the reserves for incidences like this. It still is a little bit discouraging and frustrating sometimes when things like this happens, especially during the holiday season. I'm not unfamiliar with this feeling, but however, with the holidays approaching and at this time me trying to coordinate, trying to visit my family, you know, it was a bit frustrating. And so I had to allow myself a few minutes to lay down and meditate and cry it out for a little bit. I'm just a girl and I had to cry it out because it was really frustrating. If you're a business owner, small business owner, entrepreneur, creative, freelancer, what have you, you understand the feeling all too well when you're investing all these hours, admin hours, working on emails and drafting up estimates and sending out invoices and, you know, trying to generate leads only to be met with cancellations or not being able to convert those into actual like paid invoices. So it's still a work in progress. And although it was very, very close to the booking where it made me think about enforcing a late cancellation fee, bless you, Bubba. So that way we are compensated for our time moving forward. Although we're not generating, you know, as many inquiries as possible, and although I would hope that we do in the future, it is important to take consideration of, you know, the time that we are blocking off for other people where we could be taking other jobs. And so it was something to think about when that time arrives. But in meditation, as I am a spiritual girly, I let myself feel these feelings of defeat because sometimes it just feels like you can't catch a break. You know, I do love my rest. I do love the simple luxuries of running my business from home and being remote. I really do. I really do. But then there are times where, you know, the uncertainty is just very frustrating. And I told myself that I would take all of 2024 to invest fully in my business. And, you know, I think one of the things I probably could have spent more time on this year is education and reading. And I kind of just did the best. I did the best that I knew how in any way that I could. But education as far as like keeping my head down and not getting distracted and kind of coming up with ways to improve my systems. And I have. Usually when I lose a job like this or I get a rejection or I get a cancellation, it's discouraging, but I often find myself, you know, reviewing the receipts and all of the hard work that I've put in over the year. And although I've made mistakes too, I'm very, very fucking proud of myself. So with that, I always take into account the numbers from the previous years, my averages for, you know, how much I'm making every month. And I use that as like a blueprint to keep me afloat and guided and let me know that I'm doing what I need to do, at least as far as I'm concerned, to the best of my ability. And so I think I'm giving myself a pat on the back this year for growing in ways that I have yet to realize and ways that I have acknowledged already so far. And so I'm very fucking proud of myself. But to lose $700 is, you know, and I can imagine some of you who have contracts where it's, you know, $3,000-$4,000 and that you're missing out on, and you just send a whole proposal and you're really hopeful that you're going to get it. And then all of a sudden they just decide that they can't move forward. They decided to move with somebody else. It's just not in the budget. You know the deal. You know the deal. So this episode, I just wanted to talk about how I lost $700 and how it made me feel and what I did to overcome it. And it just took a little bit of meditation. It took a little bit of me crying it out. You know, not everything is usually met with a game plan of like a pivot, but it's more of just like anchoring yourself back to like keep pushing forward. And I find that that has been the hardest thing to do, is to anchor in your vision and believe in what it is that you're doing enough to know that, like, okay, eventually it will pay off. And it has been. It has been. And I think in meditation and talking to my guides and Angel Gabriel, because he came to me while I was meditating, I got a couple of messages. And it's, you know, basically one of the messages was to lean in and to trust, have faith. And, you know, I don't really want to go and talk about religion on this episode, or, you know, impose my beliefs onto anybody. But if you do have a strong faith in whatever it is that you have a faith in and belief in, anchor in on that. You know, I think this whole human experience and the experience of following your heart and following your passion is following in a belief and in a journey that you're unsure of. Working on anchoring in your faith and belief in this vision that you have, that you've been called to do, is hard. And sometimes when you're doing it day in and day out, working nonstop, new projects, trying to get your name out there, fighting for this thing that you believe in and trying to do it successfully, it's tiring. So on days like these where I lose $700, it can be a bit frustrating. And so I urge you to have something in practice, anything in your ritual, whether it be a walk in the park, meditation, reading a book, decompressing for a little bit, just to anchor you back into your power. I suggest that you do that, because what you're working on is far more important than the $700 you just lost. And honestly, Layla Hormozi, she ended up putting something on her page that was something like, I lost my first $100,000 in order to make my first million. In meditation, I put that into perspective and I said, okay, maybe I'm losing 700 because 7,000 is waiting for me around the corner, right? If I didn't have this mental breakdown, and I'm exaggerating, it was just more of like an emotional bit. If I wasn't, you know, denied the $700, if life didn't happen where it's just no longer in my path, then maybe I was missing the message. Maybe I wouldn't have been in meditation to have realized the bigger picture, right? And so I wanted to share that with you. I hope that that gives you something to take into perspective. I know that this episode was a little bit all over the place and my energy may sound a bit more calm and, you know, tired, but that is the energy of today. That is real life. That is what I'm trying to show you. It's me taking territory in all aspects. So thanks for tuning into today's episode. Even though this is a night recording, I'm intending to kind of just like ease into your morning with a more of a relaxed tone and vibe. And I hope that you go and get after it. Listen, if you lose $700, anchor in your vision, hold steady in your faith, keep going after it. And remember the reasons for why you're doing it. I'm going to leave you with that. And until next time, that was Taking Territory. I am your host, Jen Latorre, and I'm so happy you're here. Talk to you soon. Links are in the bio, and I am accepting bookings for Q1, January, February, and March. So if you need anything, you know the deal. I'm your gal. Toodles. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast and leave a review. It helps others discover the show. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and TikTok for updates and behind-the-scenes content. I'll see you next time. Let's keep taking territory together.